Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, August the 21st, 2026. How about that? 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And it is a Getaway Friday. First Friday of the school year. How about that? Well, we're off and running on this Friday. We'll be with you live through 1 o'clock this afternoon. And we'll be back tonight, 8:15 till 10 p.m., and then Matt will be on from 10:15 until 11. I'll tell you, last week we were at the Bratwurst Festival all Friday morning doing the live broadcast from there. And it's fun to go out and do that stuff, but it's so nice to be back in the studio. Although, with school back in and the road construction that started on Route 95, and I know you've had to hear me complain about this every morning this week, it is awful coming down Route 95. It is horrible. Marion, Mount Gilead Road, Mount Vernon Avenue, whatever you call it. It's a mess in the morning. And there are more cars out in the morning because school is back in session. River Valley High School is on Route 95. The elementary school is just off Route 95. Harding is just one street over on 309 from Mount Vernon Avenue. Tri-Rivers is on Mount Vernon Avenue, Route 95. The college is there. It's horrible in the morning because traffic picks up when school starts back in anyway. And not only do you have kids driving, but you have students driving as well. And now you add the fact that that there is a portion of Mount Vernon Avenue from McDonald's down through probably about, well, just beyond the college, that is one lane. And University, I guess is what I should say, just beyond University Drive, which is just one lane. And you have to turn on the red light. It's a mess. It's a mess for anybody who's went down Route 95. If you can avoid it in any way, I would suggest that you do so while this construction's going on. But there's my little rant for the morning. I made it here, but boy, the lines at McDonald's were long this morning because of kids back in school. The traffic was a mess. In any event, yesterday we had a great show. It was the day after the veto show, as many of you know, or maybe many of you don't know. Mayor Bill Collins on Wednesday vetoed the flock camera legislation, the legislation that would have prohibited flock cameras in the city of Marion. His reasoning was that it was not in the best interest of and would negatively impact the safety and welfare of the citizens and law enforcement of Marion, Ohio. So the veto is in. Yesterday we had Sheriff Bales on the program, and I thought his interview was very telling. Again, I thank the sheriff for coming on. I think he made a lot of interesting points. And really what we want from these interviews, and the whole point of interviews, is not to give opinion, but it's to give information. Now, sometimes you can call it fact, I guess, and sometimes you can call it information, but that's the point of any good interview, is to elicit information. And that's why I feel arguments and interviews and combative interviews, I don't think you get a whole lot of information. I think you get a whole lot of drama, but I don't think you get a whole lot of information. If you listen to that 18-minute interview yesterday with Sheriff Bales, if you're interested in the flock camera legislation and the possible veto that could happen on Monday, you got a lot of information. And whether you liked it or not, you certainly got information. And then I also want to thank Cindy Price and Brian Blair from the Board of Elections for coming on yesterday. I thought that was a great interview. Gave you a lot of information in regard to becoming a poll worker, precinct captain, this coming fall. The election's right around the corner, and also gave you a lot of information on possible things that could happen this fall as we head in into the election. So I thank them for coming on to do that. Now, phone lines are open. Of course, it did not leave a whole lot of time for open phone lines yesterday, and following the veto and following the sheriff's interview, I thought a lot of people might want to weigh in on what's going on, as this has been a hot issue, for sure, the flock cameras. Feel free to call in this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we also have to remember a few things here. We have to remember a veto has to have 6 votes. City Council is missing a council member right now. There is no 6th Ward City Council member, and there is not going to be a 6th Ward City Council member on Monday night, because the city is accepting applications through September the 5th. So there is no chance of there being a 6th Ward City Council person on Monday. So right now, we only have 8 City Council people. So you would have to get all but 2 City Council people to overturn the mayor's veto. You would have to keep all 5 of your votes that voted to prohibit the flock cameras, and you would also have to pick up another vote that voted against it. And the possibility of changing somebody's vote is less than it normally would be, because you are missing a council person. Usually you would have 4 people to talk to. Right now you've only got 3. You've got Sean Barr, you've got Pam Larkin, and you've got Ralph Smith. Now, also the question is, will they keep the 5 votes that they had to prohibit the flock cameras? The 5 people who voted for that. Now, if you listen to the interview again with the sheriff yesterday, there was information in there in which he felt maybe they would not keep those 5 votes that voted for that. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when will that be a mute issue where it's there and we're not going to have time in the city council and stuff on it?
Well, I think it'll be... Well, it all depends. If they can't overturn the mayor's veto, that will probably be it. If they can overturn the mayor's veto, the mayor does have the option to veto it again, and then they have the option to overturn it again. So that could go on for a minute. But right now, it really all comes down to Monday. Do they have the votes to overturn it? If they don't, people can talk about it, but as far as legislation, that would be dead.
Well, in that case, it'd be a good idea for the people that don't want flock cameras to work on how it's going to be used, you know, set some parameters on it. It's like guns. Nobody, you know, I'm not for taking everybody's gun away, but I'm for common sense gun laws. And those flock cameras do some good, but I'm for common sense rules and parameters, how it's being used.
What would be a common sense rule that we do not have now that would make you feel better about the flock cameras?
Well, I think there should be at least 2 or more people, you know, anytime, you know, they're trying to run a license plate number on that thing. It shouldn't be where one of the cops is wanting to spy on his wife and see where she's been. You know, he shouldn't be able to do that and without it being knowledge to people in the department.
Yeah, but you know the problem right now. Okay, here, for example, now people always ask, well, what's the difference between what you do and what other people do? Now, there was a story this week that in Wyandotte County, just up the road here, Upper Sandusky, that the sheriff there decided to eliminate the flock cameras in Wyandotte County. Now, that's true. That is an absolutely true statement. But that was being used as flock cameras are bad. Now, the story behind that, I reached out to the sheriff, Sheriff Fry, in Wyandotte County, and he said he did not want to speak about it because he felt it would influence other counties. And then when I interviewed Sheriff Bales, he said he understood that they were having funding issues in funding the cameras. So just because the sheriff took them down in Wyandotte County doesn't mean it's because the citizenry wanted them down. It doesn't mean that even necessarily he wanted them down. He might have ran out of funding. But nobody followed up to ask that. People just saw that and used that as, hey, flock cameras are bad.
Well, didn't you say the sheriff said it might, after 7 months or so, if they don't get funding, they won't be having them?
Well, I believe that's what he said yesterday. He said that again on the show. He said there's no way the county can fund them. The county does not have the money. He's not sure he can get another grant to do it. Grants are drying up. And he feels more than likely they're going to go away anyway next June.
Yeah, you know, so to keep fighting it, I mean, city council should have other things they should be, you know, spending their time on besides that.
Well, and just to be clear, the Sheriff Bales, said that there were funding issues over there. So that's the sheriff's take on what happened in Wyandotte County, but I did personally reach out to Sheriff Fry, and he did not want to speak about it. Now, I think knowing those two things, if he was for, or if he was adamantly against flock cameras, I think he would have said something. And also, if you read the letter that the sheriff in Wyandotte County wrote, the way he words that letter, it's as if he does not say the people wanted them down. He does not say they were misused. He doesn't say that. He says that they came down. He doesn't really give a reason.
How much does it cost them a year to have that?
A lot. It's an expensive program.
You don't know the dollar amount?
No, I don't. It depends on I think, whatever contract you have with the flock program.
Well, I don't know why it costs so much. I mean,
well, because you lease the cameras. The cameras are not yours. We did find that out, that it doesn't cost anything when your lease expires for the cameras to go away, because flock comes and gets them, and that's that. So there is no money issue in taking them down at the end of a contract.
But shouldn't there be other companies that offer the same service? A little competition? Or is flock all by themselves up there in this flock or no flock?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there are other companies that do that or not. I just find I don't know. The outrage is kind of interesting, because I will say this. We've had nearly 200 comments, that's why we're still talking about it on the air, because this is obviously a big story with people. We had nearly 200 comments in the last 48 hours since we posted the mayor's veto. But if you go through those comments, yes, there are a lot of people against flock cameras. But there are also a lot of people patting the mayor on the back and saying, good job, we want the cameras, so on and so forth. So the fact that people act as if nobody wants them, that's not really true either. I think if you're on a page that doesn't support them, that probably happens. But on an impartial page, you get a lot of people who are... Matter of fact, let me pull up some of these comments just to be give you an illustration of the response that we're getting. And our story had no opinion in it, and we haven't posted one way or another. But here are some of the comments on the veto story. And right now, the comment section, just in 48 hours, stands at 193 comments. So here are just a random sample of the comments. One person said, of all the hills of an elected leader to die on, surveilling your constituency against their will seems like a weird one, against the mayor. Another person, awesome. Hopefully, he read my email in support of the cameras. There's one for. Another one. Interesting debate and wild when you see Bernie Sanders and Rand Paul on the same team in opposition to the Flock Corporation and their anti-Fourth Amendment business model. That's kind of in the middle. Another person. And you're out. That's probably against the mayor. Another person, might be the only legitimate county in America that actually needs them. That would be four. So they go back and forth. I mean, this is not all anti-Flock, and that's just a random sample.
No, but there ought to be a way that we can have Flock cameras and the public feel that it's not going to be abused. It's not going to be following them around, you know, constantly.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, the sheriff said yesterday, I don't know if you heard the interview, I said, is there any middle ground at this point? And he said that the two people who wrote the legislation, Aaron Rollins and Thad Smith, have never approached him about having any middle ground.
You know, that's what this country's built on, is compromise. It's not, you know, any one king, I guess, well, it used to be, you know, that one person didn't get to do whatever in hell he wanted. You know, it's compromise.
Right. Now, do you think it's...
That's how, you know, Congress and Senate and stuff get the same thing done.
Well, do you think it's interesting? This has been going on a while now, and the two people who wrote the legislation have never contacted the sheriff?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I think these points need to be made, and here we are, I guess. So it's an interesting conversation.
You know, maybe, you know, somebody can call in and give their opinion on how we can have the Flock cameras, but have them some legislation over how they're used, you know, and how, you know, it'd be nice to know how much drugs or violent criminals that they've took off the road.
Well, and I think that, you know, the problem is with this debate, we have never got, when the panel was there, and somebody will tell me they did ask this question, but I don't remember anybody saying how many cases have Flock cameras helped you with? And if it did happen, I don't remember. But it'd be good to know. Now, we did hear how many times the database had been searched, which seems to be quite a bit.
How many times was that?
You know, it had picked up. It depended on the month, but it was in the hundreds, I believe.
You know, if they're doing good, you know, let's find a way to keep them. If they're not, you know, helping law enforcement or doing us any good, why pay it?
Well, I'll say this. I'm not saying that they won't be able to overturn the veto, but with a council member missing, with no sixth ward council person, and needing six votes to overturn the veto, they would have to have every sitting councilman right now but two vote to get through this. And the sheriff even alluded in his interview that he doesn't think they'll have as many votes as they had to pass the Flock cameras.
Well, either way, just be, you know, if they're going to go away, fine. If they're going to stay, fine. But, you know, we can't, you know, have this. Well, is it going to be, can we, you know, what can we do about the veto, you know? Let's settle it. If they go, they go. We keep them, we keep them.
Well, I think we're in the middle of it right now. I mean, unfortunately, city council only meets once every 2 weeks, so you got to wait 2 weeks to get to the point to see what's going to happen, and Monday night will be that night.
Is it every other Monday night? I thought it was every Monday night.
No. The committees meet, but you couldn't do anything like that. You couldn't pass any legislation or...
Oh, it's every other week
for
that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just the way it runs. But I'll tell you what, this has been a popular story. I don't know how many articles the Marion Star has done on it, I don't know how many people are posting about it on social media. Like I said, the response we get, 200 comments in 48 hours. I mean, it's a story that people are interested in. And if you look around the country right now, there are stories being written about it on the state level. There's
All over.
So, I mean, it's a story. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It'd be silly not to cover it.
But, you know, in 7 months, you know, I don't think the city's going to be in any financial position to help keep the flock cameras.
No.
They're lucky to pay their bills right now.
Right. And that ultimately is the bigger story. And I think once we get past this, the beginning of September, we've learned that I think this board is going to meet, being formed by the state auditor. And then we're going to see some real changes in Marion, because whatever they feel is necessary, will city council feel if that's necessary? You know, that's going to be an interesting story in and of itself, but right now that's kind of a moot point. We're waiting for people to be appointed to that board, and then, you know, that takes form in I believe, early September.
Well, hopefully they'll get it straightened out.
Hopefully. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I've said many, many times, I think the far bigger story here is the financial fiscal emergency in Marion and the repercussions that will come of that. I don't think there's any doubt that that's the bigger story. Now, is that the story that has more interest? Probably not. But that's the way it goes as we go on down the road. Go ahead, caller.
What's up, Spears? How's it going?
It's Friday, and I made it here through all of the kids back to school and the traffic mess.
What a cluster. What an absolute nightmare.
Terrible.
I have to take umbrage with something you said, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm going to rake you across the coals for a minute. First, it would be great if the car in front of me went more than 32 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. We're on Bluetooth, so there's that. So I was already frustrated before I called. Now I'm going to take it out on you.
That's okay.
You regularly say we have to take people at their word. We have to take people what they say. Like, well, you know, when the mayor says something, or the fire chief, for example, he retired because it was time. We were just supposed to take him at his word, and I do. I mean, I'm sure he mulled it over, and this was just felt right to him. Now, when the sheriff for Wyandotte County says that he heard the cries of his people and he's taking these things down, you have words on the next day, and he says, well, I heard Wyandotte County ran out of money. So you're running with maybe Wyandotte County ran out of money. Why aren't we running with what the sheriff said up there?
Well, because, and I don't have
I just passed 32 mile an hour person, so I'm in a good mood.
Okay, that's good. Well, the reason is this. Because, and I don't have, well, I don't think I have it here. Let me check real quick. I don't have the wording of what the sheriff said in Wyandotte County in regard to flock cameras.
They're a tool. That they were, you know, that they're a law enforcement tool. But based on what he heard from his citizenry, doing away with them.
But hold on, now, I don't think he said that, and I think that's my problem with it. Now, hold on, now, here it is. I found it. Okay, here's what's suspect about this letter to me. This is the line. He says, I have spoken with many people over the past several weeks and listened to their opinions and concerns about whether or not they are for or against the new technology. Regardless, last week I started the process of removing the camera. So if you say regardless right after you say...
We also discussed how that's probably poorly worded by a sheriff who English isn't his first major.
Well,
you
then...
know, like,
but
probably more into crime fighting. Because would you go against the will of the people and be like, I don't care what you say, I know they're a tool for law... Because doesn't he say in there that they were beneficial to law enforcement? So would he be like, regardless, you know, he might think you're regardless is the word and regardless is the opposite of it.
Right, but the problem is, that's not just a small grammatical error. That changes the whole makeup of the paragraph.
When he said he didn't want to discuss it with you, wouldn't he have just said that the easiest route to say the county's out of money might not just been the easiest thing to do?
Well, he didn't want to say anything, which is also what made me suspect, because if the people had said take them down, why not just say that? I mean, certainly other people are saying that.
I think that's what he thought his press release said. I don't think any sheriff would do a poll and be like, well, the whole county said they want to keep him, and I said, forget it, I'm taking him down anyway. Because he said he's for them, so why would he take them down if his people wanted them?
And like I said, I'm not getting in. His grammar can be his grammar, but the way that reads is, I asked the people, and regardless of what they said, I took them down anyway.
I mean, logically, those theories, does that make sense coming from a law enforcement official? I could see, like, if this were some, you know, defund the police sheriff. I don't know why you would be a defund the police sheriff. Those things are oxymorons. But, you know, like, if this were some super far left, let's just get rid of all the police departments anarchy kind of person. But this is an actual sheriff saying, regardless of what the people want, I'm taking down a tool that law enforcement uses anyway.
Well, but he could
get rid of radar guns. He doesn't be damned. He doesn't care what people think about
him. Right, but he could. I mean, and I know you're not happy with what Sheriff Bales said.
I didn't listen to what Bales said. I refuse to listen to that lying son of a bitch.
But he did say he had had conversations with Sheriff Fry, and he knew there were some funding issues over there.
Oh,
so if
he bullied and intimidated him.
Well, I don't know if he bullied and intimidated, but he knew there were some funding issues over there, and
well,
if...
Well, you know what? The sheriff up there could have just blamed it on funding issues. He didn't even have to issue a release. They could have just came down, and no one would have noticed.
Well, I don't know about that in the climate we're in, but...
Well, but you know what I mean? Like, if he didn't want to turn it into something that it wasn't, he didn't have to say anything about it. He could have just taken the cameras down. He could have said, we don't have the funding. I would prefer that we keep him, but we don't have the funding.
Well, here's...
That would keep him in the good graces of his cop buddies,
But I just want to come back to the initial statement. I am taking the sheriff exactly at what he said, and unfortunately, what he said, grammatical error
okay,
or not...
so then you need to just get back with him and be like, sir, we know you don't want to comment on this, and we get it. You already released a statement. We believe in Marion, where we are elitely educated and highly regarded, that you might have made a grammatical error in your letter, and we were wondering if you could clarify that for us.
Well, but now let me...
But you know what, Spears, I'm sorry you're not allowed to go to Texas with me, but I know it drove the vote to the veto for Collins to actually veto it. He didn't want to end up in Texas with me at Christmas.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Yep, I should have just kept my mouth shut. When he found out he was going to have to pay for his own drinks, he said veto.
Well, I mean, was anybody shocked?
No, I just wanted to keep it fair and balanced with you, because if we're going to take people at his word, but yeah, I mean, I get regardless, like I said, he might be somebody that thinks irregardless is a word and that he was using the opposite of it, but... I think he probably listened to his people. Maybe we should go read some of the Wyandotte County comment sections and see what they say.
Well, I just find it...
in arms because their cameras are coming down?
Well, I just find it interesting that, let's say it was the people, and let's say this was a grammatical error. Why didn't he say that?
Because he said he didn't want to influence other counties. How would he be influencing other counties if he said to people, be damned, I'm doing what I want?
No, but I mean, his writing is, I ask the people, regardless, I took them down. So if the truth is that he took them down because overwhelmingly people wanted them down, why didn't he just say that in the next line?
I don't know. And so we can get the man to... clarify for us. I guess he never will know.
Well,
it remains a mystery.
And I also think that's very strange that the man does not want to speak about it because he does not want to influence other counties. So if he doesn't want to influence other counties, why say anything at all?
Why is he depressed? Exactly. He could have just flown under the radar. Maybe he's getting some flack.
Well,
being anti-flack, you think? Like, maybe he's getting some pushback from... Oh, I don't know, the FOP president 20 miles down the road, and the FOP president buddy who happens to be the sheriff 25 miles down the road, and, you know, that sort of thing. You think maybe anybody surrounding Morrow County is in pretty thick with Marion, too. They might be putting some pressure, calling him up. And
well,
I don't know how long that guy's been sheriff. If he's a young sheriff, he might want to keep that job and keep his mouth shut.
Well, when I taped the interview with Sheriff Bales, it was Wednesday night. It was a couple hours after the veto, so it's only like 22 hours after this guy issues his statement in Upper Sandusky. So I think what probably happened, and again, this
Bales
is just
called
my,
him up?
No, I don't think Bales called him up, but I think that when he released that statement, it got a lot of flack both ways because people were using it for removing flock cameras. It was being used as a wedge that way, and it was also being used as a wedge to not remove flock cameras. And I think that sheriff said, you know what, I'm not getting in this.
Well, good for him for only dealing with the issues in his county and not sticking his toes in the bigger picture. He's serving the constituents in his county, and that's what he was elected to do, right?
But I do think, which was the original point here this morning, was to say that him removing his cameras is based on suspicion or based upon public opinion or any of that. That's just not true with what he said.
Well, I guess we'll just wait and see how the flock it turns out. I don't think the veto gets overturned. I still think people should show up on Monday. I guess there's going to be a protest on Saturday. I won't be around. I'm going to Cleveland or Toledo tonight to see a comedy show.
So. Oh, are you going to stop at Tony Paco's and look at my bun?
Your bun's hung?
My bun is on the wall. My bun is on. Find Larry Barnett, Mary Ellen, and myself. You'll see the Marianne section.
Your buns are on the wall.
They certainly are.
I'm going to need to process that. And on that note, if I get a chance to make it over there tomorrow, I will.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling.
Take care, guys. Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to weigh in, 47 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
We certainly are these days. Happy Friday.
Oh, just when you think it can't get any worse.
Well, it's a civics lesson for sure.
Well, you know, the mayor and the sheriff, I think they'd get off sniffing each other's butts. The sheriff used to be subordinate to the mayor when he was chief of police. Then there was a flip-flop. The chief of police was subordinate to the sheriff. And now he's the mayor. Is Welcome Collins double-dipping or triple-dipping at the expense of the taxpayers?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure he's got at least one pension.
Well, when you look at the way they couldn't decide, oh, extended terms, let's give it up to the voters. Let the voters vote. Why the hell didn't these mental midgets of city council put the flock issue on the ballot? The story I heard, well, we can put this on the ballot for extended terms for council people. It won't cost us anything for whatever reason. So why didn't these bastards put this up to get a decisive vote by depending upon the electorate, instead of you're going to take it whether you like it or not?
My guess would be what they would say is that we can't put everything that's contentious up for a vote for the people.
See, you know, that's what I love about these not ready for prime time politicians. They're all defeatists. They can come up with reasons why not to do something versus trying to do a workaround, trying to make something work.
Well, you know, actually, I would guess that city council would love to get this off their neck and turn it over to the public, because they wouldn't get blamed either way for them staying or going.
Exactly. That's what they did with the extended terms.
Right. But
which is really a very extremely benign issue.
Right, but I think there's
now
also,
here we have something really of much more import, and they want to say, oh, they know better. get the decisive vote. It's probably too late to get it on the ballot, but, you know, everything's electronic. You could put a ton of things on the ballot.
Right, but I do think that at some point, these are the elected officials, and if you don't like what they're doing, somebody is going to have to run against them. The voters do have that choice.
But that's the problem, see? The way the Democratic Party and Republican Party have treated the hard, back-broken taxpayers of Marion, nobody gives a shit because they always fuck up, period. That's why you don't get people of true integrity with moral compasses and true professionals on council. We used to have attorneys, doctors, business leaders. We don't have that anymore. We don't have that. What? Here's an interesting story about flock cameras. An investigative report by the Washington Post revealed that at least 69 individual law enforcement officials across the United States have been accused, charged, or convicted of improperly using flock safety automated license plate reader databases for personal tracking, stalking, and harassment. While the exact total count of distinct agencies implicated nationwide is fluid and growing as internal reviews expand, dozens of separate local police departments and sheriff's offices have faced individual misconduct cases.
Well, and I think that's interesting because I believe if anybody ever found, if there was one story since 2023 that anybody could find in which there was absolute proof that somebody in the Marion Police Department or Sheriff's Department misused the flock cameras, I believe these things would be gone because I don't think council, well, they already voted once to ban them.
Most important issue that everybody's overlooking. The mayor likes to shoot his mouth off that these are sworn officials. Well, what law enforcement is not human?
Right.
Humans lie.
Well, and I think the sheriff didn't say that law enforcement
lies. And I'm sure that you can look back in the records, go way back, and see how many lies as chief of police or policeman Welcome Collins was caught.
Well, I don't know about that, but I would. Is anybody surprised that a mayor who was the former police chief, former deputy sheriff, a member of the FOP, would vote to veto this legislation? I mean, this does not seem that shocking.
He should have removed himself from the equation. He should have said, I'm going to remain neutral on this. I will let council decide and leave it at that. It shows he's taking care of his buddies.
Well, I think if he were not...
He hasn't divorced himself from being a cop.
Right, but council still does have power, ultimately over the mayor, to overturn his veto, so it's not a definite.
Well, what's the likelihood of it? We saw what the mayor did when trying to stack the deck for the Charter Commission. Outrageous.
And it didn't work.
The public caught wind of it. They knew what was going on. They wouldn't let Welcome Collins et al. Pull the wool over their heads. No. And that's probably why they didn't want to put it on the ballot, so that they could bully their way into the whole thing. Again, cops, law enforcement people are human. Humans lie.
That's true. That's true. I mean, nobody's disregarding that. And again, the sheriff did not say that police officers lie, but what he did say is we are humans, and well, yes.
Of course, they're never going to admit that they're vulnerable and susceptible to everything that all the other humans are susceptible.
Well, no, I think that's what he was saying, though, is he said, is there potential for it to be misused? Of course there is. We're human beings. That's where we are, but that has not happened.
Well, and, you know, too many people euphemize instead of being brutally honest.
Well, but here's the thing, and we're going to break here in 2 minutes. One of the things is that this has come down in a bit of a way as a referendum against law enforcement. Now, let's say the flock cameras were gone. Okay,
I don't think it's a referendum against law enforcement. Everybody believes in law enforcement. You have to have parameters.
Right.
That's why the colonists, they got fed up with the crown.
Right, but
the
let me
crown
get my,
was too invasive.
Let me get my question out here. I think it is a referendum against law enforcement because the reasoning people are giving for not wanting the flock cameras are very similar to what you just said. Police are human beings. They can do things that are wrong, and that's what they have access to this system. Now, all that being said, police officers are police officers. I guess they could pull over somebody unlawfully. I guess they could search somebody unlawfully. There always is the potential for misuse when you are in a position of power. And I don't know why it stops and ends with the flock cameras and not in all aspects of people in positions of power.
Well, there need to be better screening for those who want to be police officers. Number one, those who have the temperament to be called every name in the book and still maintain their composure. But here's the nature of some of the misuses of flock. Personal tracking. Officers used the database to track romantic partners, ex-spouses, and family members.
Yeah, we've heard that.
You know, it's anything that you can imagine has happened because of the human condition. And taking the flock cameras is taking a step too far. Use good old-fashioned police work, footwork. To me, flock cameras are a reason that cops can sit in the station, have their coffee and donuts.
Well,
so, hey, to a better tomorrow.
All right. Wait, okay, we've got about a minute and a half left here. We'll come back next hour. There's more to talk about here. But I guess the end result there is, just to be clear from what we understand, that the cameras in Marion are just license plate readers, and you would have to have a case number to access the information that Flock stores for 30 days. Or the police department stores for 30 days. So, you know, that's where we are. And we'll go on from there. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, did he say that 69 cases out of all the flock cameras that were out there?
I think that was the number.
69 cases. How many cameras? How many police departments and stuff have that?
A lot.
And there's only 69 cases? Compare that to the amount of good that has been done with them. Drugs off the street, murders off the street, wanted felons off the street.
Well, and I think that's a point. Hey, we'll continue the conversation. We got to go to break. We'll be back.
Yep.
The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is